Right now, you're listening to the Azeem Digital Asks podcast, the podcast where I, Azeem, talk to some of the top marketers in the industry, find out everything about them, how they got to where they are today, and more importantly, sharing some really useful marketing tips that will help everybody listening to this become better marketers. Stay tuned for another great episode. Hello and welcome back to the Azeem Digital Asks podcast. Got a very interesting topic for you today, one that I am interested in myself, selfishly, talking all about pay-per-click marketing, PPC, and Google Tag Manager, GTM. I've got brilliant guest Tim Jensen with me today. Tim has close to a decade of experience in the digital marketing industry, works with SMB to enterprise level clients in a wide variety of industries. And in his own words, while he's comfortable managing ads across all major platforms, he's particularly intrigued with the crossover between analytics and PPC. So I'm very excited to have him on the show. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
How's it going?
Hey, going well. Enjoying the sunny weather here in upstate New York after a long winter.
Ironically, the sun is also out here, but we probably get like one day of sun. But yeah, look, really excited for this episode. Before we get into it, as always, as you know, we do random icebreaker. And for yourself, I would love to know, and I haven't asked any of my previous guests this question, what is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Sure. So I actually leaned towards something that was a little top of mind recently, just been dealing with a lot schedule-wise and that sort of thing, and have had a couple people kind of remind me that you should set your own schedule. Don't let other people set your schedule. Kind of also leads into the whole cliche of not being afraid to say no. But whether that's work or personal end of things, don't be afraid to stand up and say, hey, I need to postpone this. I'm busy, that sort of thing. There's very few things that people might say are urgent that are actually urgent. Obviously, there are those things, but whether it comes to client relationships or personal, I found that helpful to kind of integrate that as a piece in my life.
Love that. Brilliant answer. Definitely something that I need to do more of. But yeah, let's get into the meat and bones of this episode. But before we do, I would love for you to give yourself a better introduction. So for those who don't know who you are, shame on them, by the way, would you like to give yourself a quick intro?
Sure, absolutely. So I've been in the digital marketing industry for approximately the last 10 years or so. I'm currently a campaign manager with Clix Marketing. I've been with Clix for almost 4 years now. So basically managing all things PPC, search, display, social, etc.
Good stuff. Awesome. Right. So let's dive right into it then. So we're going to be talking about PPC and Google Tag Manager. And I will often, and I'm sure you will as well, refer to Google Tag Manager as GTM. So for the purposes of the rest of the episode, I'm going to abbreviate it because it means I get to talk less and we get to hear more of your wisdom. So from the very beginning, Tim, for those that don't know, what is GTM?
Sure. So basically, Google Tag Manager is a tool where you basically have to put a couple snippets of code on your site, whether that's through a plugin or someone else adding it. And you can use that one tool to be able to add tracking codes for various platforms. So whether that's Google Analytics, whether that's Google Ads, Microsoft Advertising, Facebook Ads, instead of having to either add those to your site yourself or send those to a developer and wait a month for those to be added, you can set them up through a fairly user-friendly interface. So saves a lot of time, a lot of back and forth, and also helps people who may not have that technical know-how to be editing the back end.
Absolutely. And from a PPC point of view, why should PPCers have GTM knowledge in their skill set?
Sure. I think the biggest thing is any PPC platform that you're managing, the first thing you should be doing before you launch any campaigns is making sure that you have that proper tracking set up, have those tracking pixels in place. And GTM offers an easy path to make sure those are set up, for making sure you've set up remarketing tags, building remarketing audiences, building out conversion tracking as well. So if you can get a client to add GTM to their site, You don't have to rely on their dev team. And there is a lot you can do both on a simple level and on a more complex level also if you want to dive further into it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you will have seen some very similar things during your career as well. But when I very first started out doing PPC, built the campaign, uploaded it, and it was a conversion tracking part that really held me up. I had to wait for another team in the same office to get everything tagged up, published. And for me, if I was putting a campaign live that day, I'd be like, hey guys, can you just check that this is all set up? And it could take up to 4 days. It really kills that enthusiasm.
A sense of urgency in a development queue.
So that's one of the reasons why I took it upon myself from a PPC point of view to learn about GTM. But in your opinion, what do you think the benefits are of knowing more about GTM from a PPC point of view?
Sure. So obviously getting into setting up some of the basic tracking, but even as you dive a little further into GTM, there's more advanced stuff you can do, which again, any of the stuff, there's walkthroughs online, which I'll talk later about. One person in particular that I like to follow for that sort of thing, for whether it's more advanced audience setup or conversion tracking, where it might be a little more of a complex setup, like there's no thank you page and you need to kind of hack your way around, but basically can solve a lot of those problems and give you a few paths to set up some more tracking beyond what's in the platforms by default.
Well, let's dive into some of that stuff then, Tim. So now you've laid the foundations for what GTM is and why PPC should know about it and the benefits of GTM are. What types of things can PPC marketers do with Google Tag Manager?
Sure. So first of all, the remarketing or retargeting pixels, making sure those pixels are in place for each platform. There's built-in templates for most major ad platforms at this point within GTM that basically all you need to do is copy and paste the ID from the platform, and there's walkthroughs that'll show you exactly where you need to go for that sort of thing. And then you can choose which pages you want those to fire on. You can set up URL rules for either firing on all pages across your site if you just need something to fire on, let's say, a specific product category or such. You can do that to setting up conversion tracking. So for instance, if you're setting up a Google Ads conversion pixel, all you need to do is put in the conversion ID, and there's another field that you have to enter in, and then defining that rule, which again, the URL rules make it really easy. If you have a thank you page, you can essentially just say right through GTM, fire this on this page, and it'll set that up. Also on the Google Analytics end of things, I assume and hope that most people that are doing PPC are crossing over into the Google Analytics end of things on at least some level. But you can set up your Google Analytics code, just your main code that you're firing across your site. You can also set up events to fire into Google Analytics. So an event might be, for instance, like if people are clicking to go off to another site or clicking to download a PDF, Google Tag Manager allows you to target specific actions that people are doing in your site, whether that's a click and a button or even branching off into some other areas. There's scroll tracking built in that you can set up. So let's say you're promoting your blog on your site and you want to see, okay, are people actually scrolling down and reading the articles? Are they just landing on them and leaving? So you can see like if people are scrolling 25%, 50%, 100%, video view tracking. There's YouTube triggers where, let's say you have a video embedded into your landing page and you want to see, are people actually watching your video? You can set up video trigger that can tell you like what percent or how much time people are watching. So definitely lots of directions, lots of options you can get into.
Yeah, absolutely. Completely agree with you. Those final two about scroll tracking and YouTube monitoring and tracking, two things that I absolutely swear by whenever I'm setting up any new project, I will include those straight away, because more often than not, certainly in my experience, I've had people ask me or my team to include things on particular web pages. So I will know that it will take maybe X amount of hours of work to get specific elements onto a web page. But if I know that only, say, 10 people have ever seen that, 10 people versus potentially, let's say, 3 or 4 hours of work, it's literally just not worth it. So from a time and employee sort of ROI point of view, it's not worth it. And that isn't possible without using Tag Manager and analytics.
So yes, that's a great blueprint.
I wanted to build on some of the things that you've mentioned there. So as you mentioned, it's really straightforward to get this set up, and you've handily written some literature about it before. But let's talk about some of the things that have gone wrong in the past. So what are some of the biggest mistakes that you've seen being made with GTM?
Sure. So obviously, one of the initial challenges is making sure that the GTM code is actually on your site. So sometimes there's a little bit of potential for error there, whether you might not be entirely familiar with accessing the backend template of a site and such and putting it on if you're doing it yourself, or even communicating that with a developer to place that code properly. So if that's not placed properly, sometimes it might not even be firing properly. And there's actually an extension that you can use in Chrome, the Tag Assistant extension, and that's really helpful to actually double check that it's actually set up properly. So that's a good way just to make sure that it's set up. And then another issue that I have seen is particularly for larger enterprise clients, where they might have like a stricter development interface on their site, is if there's anything in the back end that's preventing certain pixels from firing, like there may be blocking scripts from firing. I've actually even had a client right now where they're kind of dealing with figuring out why the LinkedIn pixel isn't firing, even though it's set up properly in GTM. So that's just something where ideally GTM saves that back and forth with a developer, but there may be instances where something still might not fire properly. Another common mistake would be using the all pages trigger when you meant to use a specific page. I've even definitely done that before accidentally. When you're setting up a conversion, and obviously you intend that to fire on specifically a thank you page, and you select the wrong trigger, you fire it in all pages, and obviously you don't want that kind of thing happening. So just making sure that your rules are set up. There could be easy to mistype something, you're not coding, but even if you mistype something, like all URLs that contain a certain word or phrase or whatever, and it catches more than one URL, that can run into potential issues. One handy thing to try to prevent mistakes is that GTM has a preview mode you can use, where you can go into that and you can actually see, are all my codes firing in the right place or not? So that's a good way to see. You might see if your conversion tracking is firing when it's not supposed to, or your remarketing code is not firing when you do want it to fire.
Yeah, some really interesting stuff there. Thank you very much for sharing. So, first sidestep question that I haven't prepared you for. It's very easy, don't worry. Previously, the older version of GTM in the preview mode would just open up a little box at the bottom of the screen of your client's website. Now, it opens up separately, doesn't it? So, the question that I would love to ask your opinion on is, do you prefer it now or did you prefer the older version?
I did prefer the older version. It's kind of a pain to have to go back and forth with those tabs. I mean, they are kind of replicating what you could do before with like the Tag Assistant extension recordings to some extent. But it's definitely, it made more sense to me when you could kind of see it all on the right in the same tab.
Yeah, absolutely. I am completely in agreement with you there. So the reason why I asked that is because other than the old pages stuff, which I think everybody has been there in the past with GTM, I forever used to leave Tag Manager on preview mode. Navigate off and then come back. And it really annoyed me to see that. Anyway, sidestep. Let's step back into questions. Thank you very much for that. So let's talk about explaining the benefits of Tag Manager. So you need to explain the benefits of upskilling the team around you to somebody who doesn't quite know what GTM is. How would you go about doing that?
Sure. I think the biggest thing I would point to first is the time factor. Where again, very often you're relying on a developer or a development team, which in most organizations I work with, that's one of the busiest teams. They always have a million things queued that they're already working through updating on the site. So otherwise you're going to have to send the tracking codes through them. They're going to have to add that to their queue. So just explaining that, hey, this will save time if we can keep this with the marketing team or whoever is going to be responsible for adding those tracking codes. And in addition, if you're launching something, just in general, you know, the boss wants to get a campaign going to market a new product, but it also requires maybe a new conversion tracking setup that will speed up that process. And then I think just emphasizing the fact that it is fairly simple to dive into as well. But yeah, the time factor would be the biggest area I would point to.
Yeah, plus one. Love that. That's a brilliant answer. Thank you very much for sharing. So I would love to ask you then. So let's say there are people who are listening to this where PPC is maybe one part of their job. They're not solely a PPC specialist, or alternatively, they're very new into the world of PPC. Where would you recommend that these individuals go to learn more about GTM?
Sure. So a little bit of shameless self-promo here, but there's a Search Engine Journal article I wrote that I actually refreshed pretty recently within the last couple of months that has a pretty top-level overview of like how to set up GTM, how to set up basic tags for the different platforms. So I can provide a link to that and such, but if you really want to start diving into GTM, the guy that I follow is, and apologize if I'm pronouncing his name wrong, but Simo Ahava. And that guy is incredible. I mean, half the stuff he writes, I don't even always understand what he's talking about. I'm not a coder or a developer. But his blog is basically dedicated to GTM. And he goes into, like, there's definitely some articles that are more accessible with basically things that you can either copy and paste or follow the exact instructions, and then some that go a little more in depth. But yeah, I would definitely follow him online, read his blog as well, just to keep up with the latest GTM features and get some ideas about what you can integrate.
Yeah, that's a brilliant answer. Thanks very much for sharing that. I've watched a few of his webinars myself, and I've been like sat there with my mouth open thinking, wow, didn't even think this type of stuff was possible. I could not let you go, and we are sadly approaching the end of this podcast. I could not let you go without asking you about one thing you can share with the listeners, one really cool thing that you've done yourself with GTM.
Sure. So this will actually overlap with something that Simo actually put out an article about how to do this. So I used his methodology to implement this. But in a previous job, I worked with a couple of clients where their business was very weather driven as to how much demand they have. One was like a heating, air conditioning repair company. The other was a pest control company. So obviously when you reach weather extremes, business would be up. So I actually was able to utilize a setup where you can create a GTM setup essentially with triggers and tags that fires events into Google Analytics that actually show what the weather was for a certain time period in a certain region. So then you can actually look back and see, okay, conversions were up this day. Well, it was really hot. A lot of people were calling in for getting their air conditioning fixed and that sort of thing. So that was a pretty interesting setup just to kind of be able to correlate all in one place how the weather was actually impacting performance.
That is really interesting. The listeners can't see, but you might be able to see that I was a little bit frustrated there, and I'll tell you why. So I never heard that until you've just told me, and I didn't know that that was possible. So a few years back, well, not a few, many years back, one of my very first PPC clients was also very weather driven. The best thing that I did back then when I was very new to PPC was literally just set up a script to work with the weather APIs. When the weather was great, people would buy more sunglasses, so we just increased the bids. What I had to do to measure that was manually get the weather for the last 30 days.
Oh, wow. And go back.
If I had known that something like that was possible. So present Azeem is frustrated with past Azeem. So
go back in time or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I would have got promoted quicker. Who knows? But that's awesome. Look, this has been a really brilliant episode, Tim. Thanks very much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom with the listeners. If people wanted to find out more about you, read more of your blogs, follow you, how can they do that?
Sure. So I'm fairly active on Twitter, Timothy J. Jensen. You can find me on LinkedIn. Also, if you just search for my name, I'll probably come up. I do write pretty frequently for the Clicks Marketing blog. I write regularly for Search Engine Journal, sometimes for Search Engine Land, some of the other publications. I'm actually also will be speaking at SMX Advanced this June, talking about audiences. So yeah, a few different places around the web you can find me.
Ah, yeah, so will I, but virtually, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, look, this has been brilliant. So this is the part of the episode, as I'm sure you're aware, where I basically shut up, let my guest have the final word on your episode. So within reason, the final word is all yours. But one last time from me to you, thank you for being a brilliant guest, my friend. Take it away.
All right. Well, first of all, certainly want to say thanks very much for having me on the podcast here. Certainly appreciate the opportunity. As far as the final word, the next steps I would say is if you have not yet gotten into playing with Google Tag Manager, just go and set up an account. Just search for Google Tag Manager. The site will come right up where you can sign up, set up an account. It'll basically walk you through how to add the tracking code, set it up, either if you have your own site or if your company site, if you have permission to play on that, just add it there.
So that was another great episode in the bag. I'm really enjoying hearing from some brilliant people in this industry. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow me on Spotify. Please leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you are using. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and hopefully see you for the next episode.